Should we be concerned at all that there's been 10 openings, 7 have been filled, and not one single black coach has been hired as a head coach?
Absolutely. I think when you look at the history of our league, we have a Rooney Rule in place because we don't feel as though the hires were done in a fair way, in an equal way for coaches that look like me and you. And you look throughout the course of our, you look at throughout our league and what the players look like, and a lot of the assistant coaches as well, and they look like us, and they're not being represented at those head coaching spots. And I think when these vacancies open up, all 10 of them, we see a lot of these same names, whether it's Vance Joseph, whether it's Brian Flores or Anthony Weaver, now Anthony Lynn, you see the same guys interviewing for multiple jobs, but you don't see a lot of those guys on those second interviews, and we're not seeing them given those jobs. And I think that is concerning. When you see a guy like Jerod Mayo get in there in 2024 and he's only there for 1 year, it is concerning because you want to see those guys get elevated and get their opportunity. And I know because I spent 13 years in the NFL and I had a ton of coaches that were black, that were awesome, and that would do really well with those opportunities, and they haven't always been afforded one. So people can say whatever they want to say. We don't see color. We're just looking for the best coach. There's a Rooney Rule in place for a reason. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be trying to come up with these ways to get these coaches more opportunities. I think also within the Rooney Rule, it's obviously shown us that it doesn't necessarily work, and we have to try to find a way to get it to be a little bit more equal.